99.7 Now, good morning, Debate Club, on your Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Junior. That's what I'm calling it today. Yeah, that much closer to the holiday weekend.
There's a Bitmoji for that.
For what?
For Friday Junior.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now.
Oh, yeah, please do.
I'll put you in a good mood.
Hey, if you're a fan of New Kids on the Block, call us right now. We're going to look for callers 9 and 10, 888-456-9970. We, the Bay Club, are going to play a little game. So, you know, if you've been listening over last week, we've been playing Catchphrase. It's kind of like a custom version of Catchphrase we've been doing. But this morning, we're going to do it differently. Shan's going to be the one to describe and give all the clues, which ought to just be entertainment in itself.
Here's what you're going to hear a lot of. Pass. Pass.
So she's going to give the clues to Greg and I, and then right now, if you call, you're going to just be on one of our teams. We'll represent you. So, you know, let's say caller 9, you'll be with Greg, 10 with me.
It's going to get real competitive in here. Who's a better guesser, Benny?
But wait a minute, it's all about who's describing them.
Yeah.
So if Shan is describing and I don't get it, you can't necessarily blame me. That falls on Shan.
You're already making excuses. You're already making excuses.
Yes, I do often with this game. All right,
make some noise.
99.7 Now.
Waking up the Bay Area.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. It's the Bay Club in the morning. Good morning. Okay.
Good morning, everybody. This is about to get real serious. Yes. Real quick.
Listen, this could be a train wreck, so bear with us. We're going to see how this goes. We're going to play a game of Catchphrase. Custom, though. It's going to be different. It's not really. If you're a big Catchphrase player, you're going to be like, wait, those aren't the rules. Yes, we're customizing it a little bit. So Shan is going to be the one to describe and give the clues.
I'm so nervous right now because I'm the worst at this game.
For one round, she's going to give all the clues, and then Greg and I are going to try to guess. The custom part comes into play where we're just going to go back and whoever gets the word first
gets a point.
Whoever
can read Shan the most. Whoever can understand Shan language.
Yeah, see, you have an advantage. You've been in the studio for many years with her, so you got an advantage over
you
me.
You hang out with her constantly.
All right, let's get the two players that we're going to represent.
We haven't even played yet, and you're making excuses.
I am. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Graciela.
Hi. You know what? We're going to let you pick who you want. Do you want Benny or me, since you were the first to call?
I think I'm going to have to go with Greg.
Oh, G&G. Got to stick together, baby.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put on conference with Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Okay, so you're on my team. You have no choice there. Sorry about that.
No problem.
All right. You get Amber, you get Benny. Graciela, you get me.
So don't press any other buttons. Though.
Whoever gets the most will get the New Kids on the Block ticket. So, and y'all can't chime in. Sorry, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah, we're going to leave you up and on, but don't try not to chime in there. So, you tell me. All you have to do is press start round. Get the phone close
like
to the
so
mic.
So I don't show you. No, you don't show us.
So
okay.
Then, okay.
You are turned where Benny can see the answer.
Okay. I'm not a cheater. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You wouldn't cheat to win.
So for everyone we guess, we get a point. Guess correctly, we
Correct.
Get a point.
All okay. Right. All right, you guys ready?
We're ready. Yes. Let's go.
Oh, my God. In 3, 2, 1. Oh, I don't know this word. How do I? Next. Know.
Next word?
I don't know that word. I don't know that. Okay, so it's not going like this. I used to work at one of these restaurants. Yes, but
a golf course, tennis club,
tennis racket.
No, it's a frisbee.
Ping pong, tennis.
Tennis golf. I mean, frisbee golf. Yes, golf frisbee.
No, what's this?
Frisbee.
No. Oh, next word.
Oh,
oh my God. We just talked about her this morning, and she's a country singer. And you were talking
Carrie
about
Underwood.
Yes. I don't know that one. Pass. Pass.
Okay, hold on. You're giving me anxiety.
Pass. I don't know any of these.
This is how this works.
This is, no.
Your contract is up in December, and so therefore you're going to get a...
Renew.
You're going to get a...
New contract.
Yes, but...
Contract extension.
A new...
Deal.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Really? That's how we got there?
Next. Next! Oh, okay. So you're not... Wait. Okay, so you're not snorkeling, but you're...
Swimming.
Scuba diving.
Yes, scuba diving.
Scuba diving. Scuba diving. That's 2-2, okay. Right?
He was dating Kim Kardashian.
Ray J.
Oh, no. The other
Reggie
one.
Bush.
Yes. That is.
Oh, I got this.
Reggie.
The non-sports guy. Got it.
Benny, you won. That means Amber, you win the game.
Amber, congratulations. Are you there?
Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome. Hold on, love. We'll get you out of permission. Hold on.
Oh, sorry, man. Graciela.
Sorry.
I guess I don't speak Shan after all.
Have a great Thursday. Yeah. Oh. God, you give me anxiety with your describing, though. Oh my God.
Benny was getting mad during the game.
My heart is racing right now.
I'm hot.
But you know it's just a game, right? God.
She went from 0 to 100. Listen, if you could feel my heart right now.
But you get what you were getting so heated.
I was. Well, first of all, you have it 100 degrees in the studio, so I'm
sweating.
I do not.
Fine, I'll turn it down.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, Amber. Hold on, let me talk to Amber again. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
So we got it. We won. It's all us.
I'm so stressed for you, and I wasn't even playing.
Right? The way Shan was describing him, too, I'm like, oh, my God,
see,
oh, my God.
Amber, you didn't have to go through the anxiety, and you got the tickets.
I thought I was going to have to play a game, and I'm really glad I didn't, because, Shan, you were just, like, screaming, and I was so nervous.
Yeah, I don't even think I guessed at the last few just because I'm just staring at her, jumping up and down.
No.
She did this scissor thing with her leg that was really distracting.
Yeah, I wish we were running video for that.
Oh, no.
Shan was jumping all around.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
So what you're saying, Benny, is you play this game often at your house with your friends.
We do. We don't describe it like that.
Shan is not invited, right?
No.
What?
Shan's not invited to play the game.
I can't.
Because you look
score.
What you did to him.
I can't keep score.
I don't even care that I lost because I see that it's caused a mental breakdown with him.
So could have been the two venti coffees I already had that's got my heart racing this morning.
At the end of the day, I think I won because you just gave him a heart attack. And I'm fine over here.
I just had a panic attack.
I feel like Vinny's going to be going into his other office getting that thing that helps chill him out.
Woosa.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for dealing with that stress that Shan just put us all through.
Sorry.
A lot of you are texting in.
I've calmed
saying
down.
Never again.
Too much.
That was they nearly drove off the road because of Shan giving clues.
Although my friends have texted me that I play catchphrase with, and they're like, wait a minute, that is totally how you are when we play at the house. Oh. You are the Shan, so wait a minute. I'm like,
I can just imagine you being
maybe.
Like a sore loser.
I am for sure.
Like
I always,
you walking
always,
out.
Always blame the timer. I say it's a timing issue when it beeps too soon for me and it's
but
in my
then
hand.
Also if you're on somebody's team, like you're on Vanessa's team, you probably blame her. You're probably like, it's your fault.
I do. Guilty.
Yeah. You're just like my brother, Kenny. Hey, yesterday you brought in like a list of 35 things that you'll regret doing in life, like being mean to your parents or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I thought this morning we could turn that around. What is like the biggest chance you took in life and it paid off?
So you wouldn't have a regret.
Correct. Something that you know, you almost didn't do. Like, I literally, with not a real job, making next to nothing money, no guarantees, packed, sold, broke out of my lease mm-hmm. in Texas,
mm-hmm.
sold everything that wouldn't fit into my car, and drove to California. And 14 years later,
took a chance on this radio mm-hmm. thing,
and lied to my mom and told her that I was just coming out here for a contract job for 6 months because I didn't want to have to like go back and say, okay, I didn't work out. So I just said, okay, I'm only going to be out there for a while.
Smart.
And that's why my mom is still like,
okay, what happened?
I thought it was 6 months. Like, why are you still
there?
I
extended it.
Yeah, this was like 2005. Why are you still there? So that was the biggest chance I ever took. And on the opposite side of that, when I first got out of college, I got offered a job to move to California, and I didn't do it because I was too scared. So the second time that I got that opportunity, I said, screw it, I'm going to take it. Let's see what happens.
And that, yeah, so I love that we're flipping this. Because, yeah, that is, I'll recap some of the lists if you weren't here yesterday. And these are the things they say you will regret if you do in life. Holding grudges is one. Letting fear stop you from trying something new. Exactly what you were just talking about. Keeping toxic people in your life, treating your parents poorly, living life based on what somebody else wants.
That's another one. That's mm-hmm. why everybody got to come out the closet.
So, yeah, stuff like that. Not saying I love you enough to the people that you do love. I love it. Let's flip it. So what is something that you did so you wouldn't have any regrets?
What is that big chance that you took And it worked out for you. I know Katie is on the line.
Good morning, Katie. What is that?
Yeah, so I'm actually not a really big risk taker, and I'm from the East Coast, and I was given a job opportunity out in San Francisco, and I was really hesitant just because I've never been out there. I don't have any friends there, but my mom encouraged me to take the opportunity and said that I would regret it if I didn't, and I'm so happy I listened to her because I've been here for about 6 years. I love it. I've had great success here at the new company, and I even found love.
The most important thing.
Yeah.
That is great, and yeah, because I think there are, that's on the list of people just not getting outside of their comfort zone or letting fear stopping them from doing something. So I think that's incredible that you conquered that and you went for it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big move. I moved across the country, you know, just for a job.
Right out of college, I got offered a job in L.A., and I was too scared to take it. But I don't think I regret that because I now ended up in a much better city, San Francisco, than L.A.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, looking back on that, had I taken that first chance, I'd be all like wrinkly tan. I'd look like that woman, tan something mom? Out of Mary. Something about Mary. I look like that tan lady. I'd be all, you know, bleach blonde hair. I'd be all too cool for school, L.A. guy. I'm glad I ended up in San Francisco. I took the right chance. I took the second chance.
How about you, Shan? Anything that you want to share that you did?
So when I moved away for college, I actually moved back because I hated it and I was really scared and I didn't have any friends and I wasn't having a good time. And so I came back. And then when I came back, I saw my friends kind of doing the same thing. And so I took a chance to go back. And I moved back and I changed my whole mentality about how I needed to make the best out of it, how I had this amazing opportunity. And then I ended up making so many friends and I had the best time ever. So I'm glad that I took a chance and went back.
Let's take Ashley right now on line one.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys.
So tell us about that chance that you almost didn't take, but it worked out for you.
I wasn't going to join the Army because my whole family didn't want me to leave San Jose. But I'm actually glad that I did because now I have school paid for and I'm going to college and I can live out here.
It sounds like you have a baby now, too.
Yes, two kids.
Awesome. Well, what year did you join the Army?
In 2012.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'll send you guys your stuff soon.
Okay, thanks, stuff? Ashley.
What is she sending?
She's making some Bay Club stuff for us.
Oh, yeah?
She had emailed us. She wants to make some Bay Club stuff for her. So, or she wants to make it for us. But, yeah, I mean, there are big chances that you take in life. What about you, Benny?
Me? Well, many. I mean, like you, when I was 18, and, you know, I enrolled in college, and I knew already at that time I'd been doing the radio thing through high school, and I knew I wanted to do it, and that first full-time job offer came through. Much like you, I think it was like $20,000 a year or something, but, you know, it was a full-time gig, and that was really hard decision to make, and I did end up taking it and dropped out of college at that point.
You dropped out of college to be in radio.
To do it, and, you know.
There are actually a lot of people who do that for their dream job. And I think the reason you go to college, right, is to get your dream job, a lot of people.
Exactly.
So you got to make that choice sometimes.
And, well, so to finish the story, yeah, I mean, I took that chance and moved to a city where I knew nobody, and it worked out. But as I talked to Alyssa, my daughter, and it's like, you know, I don't encourage not going to college or dropping out. But, you know, she'll be like, well, Dad, you didn't go. And it's like, well, difference is at 15, I knew what I wanted to do, and I was taking the necessary steps to get there and accomplish that. And that's what I told her. If you know what you want to do and you have a clear vision and show me that and not only talk the talk, walk the walk, then yeah, I won't. But otherwise, like you said, that's why you go to college. You figure it out and continue your education. We got Allie on the line. Allie, regret or something you did?
I did something so that I would not have a regret.
Okay. What is it?
So I was with a guy for like 7 years. We owned a house together. Everything was really comfortable. We had been together for a long time. I'd gone through a lot of, like, you know, big points in my life and, like, milestones with him.
him. But it wasn't working for me, and it was getting toxic, and he wasn't really motivated to better himself. And I just wanted to work on my career and get more money, and he was like still working this dead-end job and just didn't want to take the steps to make himself a better person, and it was dragging me down and holding me back because I was supporting him. And I was like, I gotta get out. And he had a bad attitude too, and like a little bit of an anger issue, and I was like, I just need to get out of this. And it took a while because, you know, we have a house and everything, so that's complicated to get out of. And I finally was just like, I need to do it. Like, I'm gonna regret this forever if I don't just start my own life away from him.
Yeah, because there's a million excuses, like you said, with the house and everything. There's a million reasons why you could stay. Well, I think Lady Gaga wrote
like
a song about
pets
that.
Together, so I mean, we don't have kids, thank God. But like, you know, other things that you know you're doing in your life. And then I was worried about him. Like, would he be able to survive without me? Which is the dumbest, you know, thing. But it's something that crosses your mind, you know.
And so you did cut things off.
I did. Yeah. I mean, it was messy for a little bit, but it had to be done.
Right. And where are you now in your life, if I can ask? Are you living your best life? Are you happy? Are you same place?
I am living my best life. And I realize how much extra money I have now that I don't have to, like, pay to feed another person.
And there's that.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Allie.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's worth it. You know, a lot of people, it's cliche, and it's probably going to come into one of your motivational quotes at some time.
Mm-hmm.
But the best things in life come out of the chances that you take, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And now,
Dirty, Dirty, Dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30.
Halsey is paying fans speeding ticket. Well, she paid one fan speeding ticket. So, as we know, Halsey dropped a new single, a new music video for Nightmare last week. And it seems that the fans are loving it so much that one got a speeding ticket. A fan tweeted, "Driving home from Penn State, I got pulled over, given a ticket for the first time ever, and when asked why I was going 99 in the 70, I was dangerously close to admitting I was banging out to Halsey's new song, Nightmare." So the fan tweets this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Halsey sees it and tweets back, "What's your Venmo? I'll pay your ticket. Drive safely, please."
Dude, it's so easy now that you can Venmo somebody and pay something for them. It's send me money.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give out my Venmo.
And she kept her word because the fan, although, you know, whited out the personal information, the name on the Venmo, but she posted a screenshot of Halsey dropping the $250 in her account.
I heard this has backfired on Halsey, though.
Uh-huh.
I heard that more and more fans now are asking her to pay stuff for her.
Everybody, including me.
See, this
I sent a tweet, too. Sorry, rent is due.
You can't do, like, one nice thing and then everybody goes crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is one tweet. This is ridiculous. Although, kind of legit. A fan tweeted Halsey, "Super hungover, need a Gatorade, have no money, please help." I mean, a Gatorade in those times is important.
What is that, $3?
I don't know.
Send me your Venmo. I'll say, you know what? That is important. You're right. I'll pay that.
You need to hydrate when you're dehydrated.
Y'all, if I had a Twitter, I would let people. Y'all can DM me.
Are you not on Twitter?
No.
I find Twitter to be the most hateful place you could be. There's nothing good that comes out of Twitter. Nothing.
That's why you shouldn't like it.
Hi, Twitter over there on Market Street.
Thanks for the hate.
There's not one good thing that comes out of
that. I remember the day you deleted it. It was like the presidential election.
It was
election.
During the election, and I realized I was becoming an insane person. Like, I was wrapped up in calling everybody names, just like the tweeter-in-chief. And I, and how am I going to criticize how he behaves? I was acting as bad or as or worse than he was behaving. It really gets to you because you are anonymous, and you see these people that say these things, and then you decide, oh, I'm going to get them. I'm going to go get them. And it's just like, no, I can't deal with that. I like Instagram. You see their picture. You see, you know.
I'm with you on that. Instagram is more fun.
Everyone's positive. Like, gassing you up.
Not all the time.
Okay, 90% of the time.
I mean, everything is generally positive that people post. Now, some people can be trolls and leave mean comments on your pictures. You know, there was a case of Aisha Curry posting a picture of her new baby son, and a couple called him fat. He's a baby. He's not even a year old. They're already calling him fat and stuff like that.
He said he should be on a diet.
Yeah.
The baby, the 10-month-old.
There's some of that on Instagram, but not as bad. It's mostly happy.
But then they deleted their comments, so they felt bad.
Well, did they delete it or did she delete it?
No. They deleted it because she clapped back. And then everybody, of course, clapped back at them as well. And then, you know, if you're going to hate on somebody that famous, then their fans are going to come for you because they know your handle. So I'm sure they got right after that person.
Oh, you asked for that.
Hey, Lamar Odom, he has written this book, and it comes out next week. And he is just spilling all the tea on himself, on his relationship with Khloe Kardashian. It is really crazy. I might have to buy this book because he is telling everything about his drug addiction. He was addicted to sex. He says he had relations with over 2,000 women. But something that we didn't know, remember when he got really bad and he checked into the Roosevelt Hotel for a while and he was MIA? By the way, my favorite hotel in LA. I stay there every time I go there. The pool is amazing. In fact, Benny, I ran into you at that pool one year.
We had a fun time at the Roosevelt pool.
We certainly did. It's amazing. I've run into Miley Cyrus there. I mean, not run, I saw her. I saw her walk by.
Hey, Miley!
Yeah. I was like,
what are you having?
That's Miley. And then she, of course, had somebody push me in the pool and ran away. But he, while he was staying there, his wife Chloe found him. And he had a young lady with him in the room. And according to this new book, Chloe beat the out of the girl.
Mm.
So Chloe went all cray and beat this other woman, the mistress, up. Kind of crazy.
Get her, Chloe.
You know it's bad, though, when this... Like, that's when you know you probably should walk away. And Chloe still hasn't fully walked away, I don't think.
Well, weren't we just talking about the rumors of them
maybe... Well, he wants her back.
He wants her back.
Giving another shot? I hope not.
He wants her back.
I hope not.
And I heard they're going to have their marriage ceremony at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Oh, stop. Yeah, in the same room.
Quickly, I want to mention, of course, Aladdin is out tonight, 6 p.m. You could see it.
It's a whole new
one. Oh, yes. It's going to be so good. The reviews, the initial reviews are good. There's a lot of new music coming out of the movie, of course. And Will Smith, who is the genie... he was on Ellen, and I love what he was talking about here because, you know, a lot of people initially were like, there's no way Will Smith is going to be able to compete with Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. He was just so good as a genie, and we all know he was.
Smith is hotter.
Well, there's that. Here's what Will Smith said about it initially when they asked him to do the role.
And I was like, I just didn't think I wanted to touch it. And then I started playing with the music, and the music is where I found my in to the genie. What Robin did was he took his stand-up persona and used his stand-up persona, and I was like, oh, I could just use my sort of Fresh Prince persona and use that, because the genie's been forward and back in time, so you can pull references from anywhere. So I mirrored that, and the hip-hop in was where I saw I could put my own signature while maintaining the nostalgic value.
This makes even more excited.
Yeah.
Genie with the Fresh Prince influence?
Turning up this weekend.
Hey, and Isaac says, let me see if this works with the Bay Club. My phone bill is really expensive because I listen to you every morning on my app without Wi-Fi. Will you pay my phone bill? My response, Isaac, no, I will not pay your phone bill, but I will buy you a transistor radio. Let me know.
What's a transistor?
Oh, come on.
Girl.
It's like one of those handheld radios with antenna.
We had a listener that texted us in a picture of one, like the OG Radio Shack one. Yeah, a little handheld radio.
Yeah, that was
the long antenna that you have to pull up.
Marissa, let me know where you bought that radio. I'm going to buy one for Isaac.
Oh, hold on real quick, though. Back on the Aladdin thing. I got to play this because I literally just got this. Speaking of new music.
Hey.
Watch.
Yeah. Another one.
Really? Yes. Another one?
Will Smith,
really?
And DJ Khaled.
Will Smith and Khaled.
Too late, y'all done wound me up.
Hey.
Too late, y'all done wound me up. About to show you what I'm working with.
Show me what you're working
with. It's the Alibaba, it's the Big Baba, it's the handsome, jazzy like a power.
I'm gonna be gigging so hard in the movie theater.
I love this song, but can we take DJ Khaled out of it?
No, it's so good.
That's what makes it hilarious.
It's
another
annoying.
One.
He's annoying.
Will Smith.
I'm sorry.
Alibaba.
But Khaled.
I'm Will Smith all day. I'm all about Will Smith. Yeah. I love him.
Put this in power rotation.
Let's
it's
go.
So good.
Do we have that full song yet?
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, we should do that later.
All right. It's the Bay Club Roller Commercial Free on your Thursday morning. Good morning, and thank you for being here with us.
Let's go. Live from San Francisco.
This is 99.7
Now.
It's the Bay Club. We're rolling commercial free, and we're talking about the chance you took in life.
Yeah, yesterday we talked about your biggest regret, but we thought we would flip the script a little bit. We've gotten tons of response from you, that one chance that you took that really turned out great in your life.
Henrietta, good morning.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi there.
So what is what's that big chance you took, Henrietta?
I took the biggest chance was to date my girlfriend and boyfriend. it was a big deal. It didn't go very well with her family, but they were broken up. I didn't steal him from her, but it wasn't good. And we've been married for almost 15 years. It is June. And then after we had our biological daughter and she was 2 years old, we decided to adopt and ended up adopting a sibling group of five.
So wow. That is huge.
Good for you.
So, yeah, we went to adopt one. We went to get a sibling for our daughter and ended up bringing five.
You went to adopt one child and brought home five.
Yes.
Same thing.
Wow, you are a saint, Henrietta. Look, you might have looked like a villain dating your friend's ex-boyfriend, but now, now you are truly an angel, and nobody can say anything bad about you.
Yeah, they can. I'm not such a good angel, but, you know, they are amazing.
But you said, how long, 15 years you guys been together?
We've been together 16, married will be 15 this June.
I mean, yeah, it's meant to be. They were meant to be together.
I mean, listen, I know that there are certain rules and girl code and all this, but sometimes when you know it's right, you have to break a few of the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never even thought that we would ever date. And before we even went out, I was a waitress, and he looked at me one time when he came into order, and he's like, "You're going to be my wife." I was like, you're crazy. But we've been married for 16.
Well, congratulations. So, yeah. And that is so sweet that you adopted those kids. I mean, it really is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was meant to be. I mean, we didn't even change the names besides the last name. And they have like our family's, our parents' middle name. So it was just made.
They were made for you. Yeah,
they were made for us. And they look like us. Actually, our biological daughter... Our biological daughter is the only blonde one. So she always texts me pictures like, "Mom, who's the adopted one up here?"
Well, I'm sure they pick up like all your mannerisms and stuff too as well, right? So it's like.
There are many copies. They're totally mama kids.
Uh-huh. That's great. Good. Fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing that with us this morning.
Of course. I love you guys.
We'll love you.
We appreciate that. We would send you t-shirts, but we don't have enough for all those kids.
Yet.
Oh, and
those kids.
We don't even have enough for us.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even have any.
Hey, listen. Good news. We found out yesterday we have a new logo.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be having stuff soon. And I'm super excited about that because I am ready to spread the Bay Club love all around, all over the Bay Area.
And speaking of spreading love, people are calling already about Secret Sound. It did end yesterday. We gave our final sound out. And in case you don't know what it was opening a bag of microwave popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
But total over $25,000 to local residents. That's big money.
That's right. $25,000 we gave away in the Secret Sound. And as soon as we get back from Memorial Day weekend on Tuesday morning, we're starting to give everybody the shot to drive away one of two brand new BMWs.
Yeah.
Listen, you hear that? BMWs. We step it up every single time we do these with the cars. They get nicer and nicer. So, yeah, there's two of them. One is an i3, one is a 320. And, yeah, we're going to register you to win that, drive that thing home. That'll start Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. with us. We'll be the first shot for that.
All right, that will kick off the 99 days of summer. We are very excited about that. The winning continues.